Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
New way to get help in an emergency. Fortnite makes video game history, and why that 10-year challenge may not have been such a great idea. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, forget what you heard. Kaepernick has no respect for Travis Scott.
Romero has your sports.
There is some major work happening at Fenway right now. But it has nothing to do with, you know, them upgrading the stadium for your pleasure. So don't worry about it.
But first, a suspect in the shooting that seriously injured a 16-year-old girl last week in Lawrence has been arrested. 36-year-old Jose Rivera was arrested in Dorchester last night, charged with 3 counts of armed assault to murder, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and possession of a firearm with 2 prior violent drug charges. Rivera is scheduled to be arraigned in Lawrence District Court today. Well, there's a new way to get help in the event of an emergency. So cell phone users in Massachusetts can now text 911 if you can't place a voice call. So all you have to do, enter 911 in the to field, type in your message, and officials say it's important if you do text that you start your message with the town that you're in and give the best location information possible. Text to 911 also gives direct access to emergency services for the deaf, hard of hearing, and speech impaired. And that's a service that these communities didn't have access to until now. Fortnite makes video game history. So last year, the game made $2.4 billion.
Oh, my God.
Which is the most annual revenue of any game in history. That is crazy. It's a quote-unquote free-to-play game, but, you know, they make all the money off of, like, season passes, character skins, and the dances that, you know, that they don't pay the creators for, but... That's a whole other issue. And you know that 10-year challenge that everyone's been doing?
Oh, yeah.
May not have been the greatest idea. So, of course, it was this huge hit on social media. But some experts are now saying that Facebook may have pushed it to get more data on us. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like one expert in artificial intelligence says, like, Facebook could use it to, like, train their systems to better recognize, like, little changes as we look, how we look as we age. And it sounds like it's not really a big deal, but I guess the, like, insurance companies or other advertisers could use that information, like, if you appear to be aging faster, to, like, you know,
raise your rates.
Hey,
well, you know what, keep yourself healthy.
Stop
looking good. Look, for the first time
ever, no one's gonna look the same.
For the first time ever, it paid to be ugly, because ugly people did not do that 10-year challenge.
Unbelievable. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, it looks like Diddy in this Cassie breakup is hitting him pretty harder than we all thought. Word is Diddy has been sending threats to her new man, that dude Alex Fiennes.
Oh, God.
He's been using mutual acquaintances to, quote, basically let Alex know that when he sees him, he wants a fade. Now, it's not because he's her new man, but the way it all happened, how Diddy hired him to train her and that he ran off with her. And in an Instagram post, Diddy put a picture of himself with the caption, "Please don't take my kindness for weakness. Sincerely, Puff Daddy." Well, we're all in hell right now, according to Cardi B. She was asking the world last night why she was trending, and it was all over an Instagram post about what else the government shut down.
This shit is really serious, bro. Our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a wall. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action, bitch, because this is not what I do. But, bitch, I'm scared.
See, there's just some things that people shouldn't be allowed to talk about. And Cardi B in politics is one of them.
Listen, hey, she's saying what everybody's feeling.
100%. Like, listen... On one hand, people are like, oh, what kind of platform is she using? All she does is twerk and talk about stripping and having sex. And then when she does something like this, she's getting criticized too? Forget it. Even if she's getting people that know nothing about politics and the government to talk about it, she's doing the right thing.
What is she scared of? She didn't even mention anything. She just goes, she's just going by what she sees on TV.
Well, you have to see the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. She's talking about people being out of work and not getting paid and whatever. But
she doesn't care about that.
It had 8 million views in minutes. Democratic lawmakers were retweeting it. And all this, by the way, the same day she she dropped her twerking video, which also is getting millions of views, but for other obvious reasons.
Hey, you can do both.
See? And Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend wants everyone to know he does not approve of Travis Scott performing at the Super Bowl, despite what we've all heard. Now, I told you guys yesterday how there were reports of Travis Scott calling Colin Kaepernick to ask him how he'd feel about it and to kind of like get his permission in a way. Word is he didn't agree, but did have a mutual respect for him because of his donation and the fact that he could use the platform in a positive way. Well, Kaepernick's girlfriend, radio and TV personality Nessa, retweeted the story with the caption, "There is no mutual respect and there is no understanding for anyone working against Kaepernick, period. Hashtag stop lying."
Well, whatever. Travis Scott's going to be at Boston Calling, and I know you want to see him, so listen at 7:30 for your free tickets.
Here's Romero with sports.
Thank you, Melissa. All right. Celtics beat the Raptors yesterday, 117-108. Kyrie led the way with 27 points and 18 assists. Jason Tatum played with his new Nike self-lacing Hyper Dab BBs and scored 16 points. Leroy, let me ask you a question. You know about this. So I see a couple of things that aren't allowed as far as these shoes. It says the lights that appear on the midsole are not allowed to be lit up during the games. Right. It says that smartphone capability is going to have to be handled in the locker room.
Uh-huh.
And players are prohibited from using the app to adjust their shoes on the sidelines during the games.
Yeah.
So you need to adjust the laces. You need to use your phone instead of just bending over and adjusting your laces.
I mean, that's the whole point. So you don't have to bend over and do any type of tying or anything like that. So, I mean, it's kind of weird. I think they'll make some adjustments and say, you know, maybe during timeouts you can adjust or something like that. But during the game, absolutely not.
Yes, Pebbles.
There's lights on the shoe? Like, little kids have lights when they run?
Yes. Yes.
Are you?
Yes. What? Yes. Those.
Might be distracting for LeBron when he goes over. By the way, after the game, Kyrie, speaking of LeBron, after the game, Kyrie Irving told people that he called LeBron to apologize for not appreciating his leadership when they played together.
I had to call Bron, you know, and tell him, like, you know, I apologize for being that young player that wanted to everything at his, you know, at his fingertips.
Does that mean that he's so frustrated right now with the Celtics young players for not listening to him?
That's really telling. I mean, somebody who was his, I mean, I don't want to say rival, but they definitely had a lot of tension when they played together. For someone to admit that, damn, you know, I was wrong, and to call the person and apologize, that's huge. He's going through something right now.
That's the equivalent of like when, you know, your kids are acting up. And you're like, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry for everything I did.
Yes.
Come on, young Celtics players, man. You got a talented-ass team. Just listen to what Kyrie has to say. Bruins lost to the Flyers 4-3 yesterday. They play the St. Louis Blues tonight.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.